Leafs Combo family, how is everybody doing? It's your man Kyle Outridge, aka the Prospect Prince, back to bring you another episode of The Take, only on the Leafs Combo, and without further ado, let's get right into it. The Toronto Maple Leafs made a deal on Friday, January 11th. Kyle Dubas made a deal with conference rival Ottawa Senators. The deal sent recently acquired Toronto Marlies forward Morgan Klimchuk to the Senators. In exchange, the Maple Leafs received forward Gabriel Gagne. Morgan Klimchuk will now join the Belleville Senators after a short stint with the Maple Leafs organization. Gabriel Gagne, the newest member to the Maple Leafs organization, was drafted second round 36th overall by the Senators in 2015. He is under contract until the end of the 18-19 season. Gabriel was a member of the Ottawa Senators organization for the past three seasons. He has tallied 40 points in 142 AHL games. He played his major junior hockey in the QMJHL with Victoriaville. He amassed 132 points in 177 appearances in the Q. Gabriel Gagne is known for his wicked quick release shot. At 6'5" tall, he towers over most players and can get up and down the ice well for a big man. Still a project, still needs time to develop. He will add some organizational depth for the Maple Leafs and help out the Marlies in the interim. On to some other Toronto Maple Leafs transaction news, and GM Kyle Dubas was back to work as the Maple Leafs announced that the Leafs have signed forward Trevor Moore to a two-year contract extension. It carries an average annual of $775,000, $750,000 in 2019-20, and $800,000 in 2020-2021. Moore, 23, has split his season between the Maple Leafs and the Marlies. In six games with the Leafs, he has one goal and two assists. He's skated in 30 games with the Marlies. He has 26 points, 19 goals, 7 assists. 19 goals are tied for the fourth most in the American Hockey League to date. Chris Mueller, his teammate on the Marlies, also has 19 goals as well. So another great signing for the Leafs. This contract's going to look like a steal in a couple years when he's playing with the Leafs and he's lighting it up. So a great signing by GM Kyle Dubas and the Maple Leafs organization. And talking about points, we will go to the points for the Toronto Marlies and we'll do the top 10 for the Marlies right now. And Chris Mueller, the veteran, leading the way, tied with Trevor Moore for goals, 19 goals, 20 assists for the vet Chris Mueller, 39 points for him as well. Jeremy Bracco's in second on the team, 37 points, 8 goals, 29 assists. Sam Gagne, third on the Marlies in points with 9 goals, 22 assists for 31 points. Trevor Moore, fourth on the team as he's been back and forth with the Leafs. He's played 30 games, 19 goals, 7 assists, 26 points. Carl Grundstrom rounds out the top 5. The rookie has 37 games played for the Marlies this year, 11 goals, 15 assists, 26 points. Callie Rosen leading all D-man. He's got 36 games played with 4 goals, 22 assists for 26 points. Dmytro Timoshov, he's got 25 points, 36 games played, 5 goals, 20 assists. Mason Marchment, he's got 10 goals, 11 assists for 21 points. And Pierre Engvall, he's got 9 goals, 6 assists for 15 points. Those are the leaders for your Marlies right now. Rasmus Sandin still holding with 10 points as he's injured since returning from the World Juniors. Timothy Liljegren, he has 8 points. He's also been injured and in and out of the lineup. So those are your points for the Marlies, and your Marlies are in fourth spot in the North Division right now, currently chasing down the Rochester Americans, who they played on Friday and Saturday this past weekend. They took on the Rochester Americans on Friday night in Rochester, defeating them 5-1, earning their 10th road victory of the year. They had 5 wins out of their last 6 games leading up to that game, so a great game for the Marlies. They then returned on Saturday to take on the Rochester Americans at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. Evidently, the Rochester Americans topped the Marlies in that one, taking the 2 points back. So, the Rochester Americans have 48 points, who lead the North Division right now, and the Marlies, with 43, are in 4th. Utica and Syracuse are between the two teams. Not that much of a gap, and the Marlies still have the second half of the season to make ground and gain some more spots. So, hopefully they can do that. Some new signings for the Maple Leafs, and some new acquisitions will definitely help out the team, definitely help out the Marlies for the next 2 seasons. Well, Leaf Convo fans, that will bring things to an end here on The Take with me, your man, the prospect Prince Kyle Outridge. Thank you all for joining me once again on another episode. Don't forget, catch me on Twitter at Kyle Outridge TLC. Hit up the Leafs Convo on Twitter at the Leafs Convo. Until next time, go Leafs, go.